We dedicate tonight's learning in the memory of our valued lady, the Billy Yo, with your service tonight. We left off on the top of Youth 9 on J. I've commented on the subject in faith in Yeshaya. So the Navi has a brief before, he says that the Rebbeinu Shlom promises is going to bring Yeshua in the Nevuah of Geula. So the Navi introduces the Nevuah by saying, Shimu Elai Abir Elai V'Horachekinu. Taka, listen to me. The simple reading is the people with the hard hearts who are very far from Tzedakah and charity. And then he says, don't worry, the Geula is going to come. So who is this referring to? The Gemara has several interpretations. Rabbi Shmuel had a machlekes, had to interpret the pasuk. Another version has it, the Amri Lo, and others say it was a dispute between Abiyach and Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara tells us that man yayz chay, yayz nizayna. That the Rebbeinu Shlom brings people into this world, he causes people to be born. It's an obligation that he has to give them food. However, this is only applicable to behavior. And as far as human beings, if the Hamer doesn't have any mitzvahs that he's mechuyav to observe, so he can't say that he's in. Hashem can human beings, the Mishnah says in the end of Kiddushin that a person has a list of mitzvahs on. Going to Hashem mitzvahs in Eretz, and he says and does that there is, and then he forfeits his chusim for Yayad Mizayna, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is in the sky, and he's not going to give Mizayna, because you lost your opportunity, you lost your chusim. So that's why the Gemara says that most people in this world are Mizayna Mizayna. It's only a chesed from the Rebbeinu Shlom that he gives them the Zaynus. It's an Ikra Klal that you start off with Mani Yadchai, Mani Yadchai, Yad Zaynus, was lost. You forfeited your school. But all of them called on most people in this world, and then it's Zaka, the Hainan, these are dear ideas, these hard-hearted people that have a hard heart that they don't give in to the Yitzhar. But the Tzadikim, the Navi is referring, he's speaking to the Tzadikim, says, listen Tzadikim, don't worry, the Gul or Shrival over. Speaking to the Tzadikim, he says, the Hainan, Yonim, Bizroah. And they get their designers, they can demand, they can demand, look, Mani Yad Chai and Yad Mizayna, Yimachid, you brought me into this world and Baruch Shalom Yimachid. Doesn't mean that they do demand the designers, it means that they shall come to a designer, they'll have their right to demand. They won't come if they come. They would have the right. So Harachaykim is Dukkha doesn't mean they're far from giving charity, it means that they're far from receiving charity. But all other people, normal people, you and I, most people in this world, rely on charity that the Baruch Shalom should give us on his own, because we thought that our cushion.
They get the right.
So he can have cushion to get them his own. That's what one of the Amaron interpreted. The other Amaron also interpreted the same thing, that this Nevuah was delivered to Tzadikim, not to Rishoyim. Harachaykim is Dukkha doesn't mean they're terrible people, not they're Tzadikim. But the other Amar interpreted slightly differently. Kol HaMukulim Zayin B'Zchusam, Dehem Achilu B'Zchusat from Einam Nizan. Adirei Leib also means they're hard-hearted that they don't give in to the Yetzar. Harachaykim Mitzdaka, that in their schools, the whole world, like the Gemara has in the Hasainas, the Gemara says that when the Rebbeinu Shlom gives rain, if a person is a tzaddik, so sometimes that person will deserve that it should rain, a chok achas comes there, and his field will rain, and on all the other fields, mamash adjacent, it won't rain. The Navi has such in the rule. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom causes it to rain on one country, and the other country won't get rain. But normally, this is an unusual thing, normally it doesn't happen. Why? Because that country are not such tzaddikim that they deserve that they should get, with such an outstanding mess, so the time is going to rain over here, it's not going to cross over the border. The fact that they deserve them, they don't deserve that it should be so bold and so nature and so obvious and so apparent that they're the only ones to deserve. But the main thing is, of course, the Rebbeinu Shlom will cause it to rain on the whole area. So that's what over here, Harachaykim is Zoker, in their schools, all of the other people get Mizayinus. And the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Mizayinus to the world. The only gives Mizayinus to the Tzadikim, the Hashemayim, they send Mizayinus to the world, and of course of these Tzadikim, really, what the Rebbeinu Shlom really wants to send to the Tzadikim, and out of the Tzadikim, he sends to everybody. These Tzadikim have the idea that they are the first ones to deserve to get it. It caused the others to get Agav themselves. They aim at all of the Tzadikim, and they're in Mizayinus. They write such Tzadikim, because they're Judah, and Rav, like Rav made a statement that the Chol Yom Yom, Bat Kriyot, and Ha'achar, the Amer, is called Al-Kul in Zayin, Shulchan Yom Yom Yom. Achmir and Mitzayin was a great Tzadik from his course. The whole world got Mizayinus, but Hamir and Bini, he himself hardly had anything to his title, the Kap Haruvin, so he ate anything. These two interpretations are both along the same line, that the Navi is referring to speaking to the Tzadikim. The Gula will come, the Navi is speaking to the Tzadikim, not speaking to the Rishon. Two versions of which Tzadikim they are the Chaykim is Zaka, that they don't eat. The Rishon to come into the Rebbeinu Shlom Chassad in his Zaka to give them Zayin, so they really deserve it. And also comes to the whole world, and they themselves have no problem. That's what he didn't ask.
hard hearted people who are not sensitive, they're so far from giving charity because they're not sensitive. They're insensitive people. There's insensitive people who don't give charity.
What's an example similar to those whom the Rabbi is speaking to who are insensitive?
Gavoi Tikshori. And Umar Rashi says, Gavoi, foolish nation of Gavoi,
says what?
How would they keep shy?
I'm not racist, but the Gemara says, why are we so stupid about them? Why were they such fools?
I'm not racist. Data, I'll prove to you how hard-hearted and how insensitive they are. The Holy God, you're in the house. No goy from that nationality ever can act against... Actually, they want to know that apparently they saw tremendous cover ourselves. That's like the next Gemara. He says the people are hard-hearted and insensitive. Why? Because he heard there are lies to change. In the Shabbat, twice a year, there was a big, a thief, a thumb, the covenant, Yahikal, all right. Rashi over here says that they used to have the big, Yahikal, they used to have the big, so to learn each other before Pesach and before Sukkot. Shavuot is the time they didn't have. It was only twice a year, so Shavuot apparently is only a one-day lunch, so they didn't have any achon. Pesach and before Sukkot they did have. So the Kivegi points out that Rashi made on the Aflanid, right, that they used to have a big, Akiva Hashem, and they had public shiurim for the people before all of the Shabbat Shabbat. It's a bit of a contradiction. Here Rashi, twice a year, when they had these big public shiurim, the Lord come and guide you, and the Lord is the same shot by the Gavoi, the Pshoi. They also threw off. The nationality of the Gavoi, all can never convert. This is quoted from the Rebbe Barzilai, the Sefer Ha'olitim, one of the early Rishonim, who has a comment, says, "Be Malach Chotrei Dimi B'Shatam." The Rebbe of the Sefer Ha'olitim Shchiva, Rebbe Barzilai, what was the cover that says that they saw? They saw thousands of people come to Shiur. And he says, "No, there's a Omer Yared Min Hashamayim Alei, the Kalo Di Elu, the Kalo Di Ador." Kalo means the gathering together. They had the public Shiur. It doesn't matter who the Rabbi is speaking to, but he says that the Yeshua is that there were people who converted.
Yeah,
the Gemara records even,
yeah.
Because that no one of them, no, nobody from them, were converted. The other nationalities on the family, even there, there was a guest. Yeah, the team were Jewish. Well, mixed and married. I think the Gemara tradition says that they intermarried with Goyim so that their children were mixed and Goyim, but you didn't treat them as Jews anymore, and then they would reconvert back to become Jews. But they could have theoretically reconverted, and they didn't. But you see, they were Jewish. Except the Mishnah is, the Zayin HaMe'alev, the Mishnah has in the third line of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Pasim Pasim Kriyash Ma'alai Lo HaVishim. Chati gets married, Chati Kagan Adlas, and someone misses the Gemara. They get married on Wednesday, so Wednesday night the chasm doesn't happen. So he says, thank you for the chasm, and I'm listening, what if he has you heard? He's nervous, he'll be in the mitzvah, maybe he'll become a kushat chalashi, or he can start to the mitzvah. So the mitzvah continues, my sister, Rabbi Amir, should not be, he shouldn't call him, I love you, he's by the first night, Wednesday, I don't want to tell me, the Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Amir, Shkot, and Chasim, he says, I don't want to use that tool. So I have any shomer, look, I'm about to name, and I'll kishman to the shah, so I don't want to use that tool. What do you mean I don't want to use the tool? So on a day, on Tejnayim of the day, and the machlek is this is Rabban Gamliel. And on the Aleph is Rabban Gamliel. And on the day it says Zayin on the day, Mishnah has the last four lines. Chosin and most of it is Kriya Shema line. If you want to, you may recite Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel line, it's not Rabban Gamliel. Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, we don't allow it. Let's call it the Lippur of Hashem Yikon. Because it can't be Mechazen, and we don't allow the person to be Machma Alatma. We know that he can't be Mechaveh, and then he's just acting like an arrogant. So learn Torah is okay. But to say Kriya Shema means that he's demonstrating that he can't be Mechaveh. Chacham said, I learned that he cannot be Mechaveh to recite the Kriya Shema. This is where the Yerushalmi has become. They call upon the Adam of Yoseu, Yikra Hedyot, that a person is supposed to come and mix with. And he volunteers to do it. He doesn't have any training on Sukkot from the first month to the second Sukkot. He's been in Tejru Kane Kaduru. If you keep on this, let's say if a woman is farther from the Tila Smoother than she can, she ventures that way. You don't pick up a couple of other areas, say, look ahead. So we're showing you that why. We get different areas from the country. So the Biscuits say, it's not like any other Shem. The Biscuits say that all these things are busy. If a woman is farther from the Tila Smoother than she can, she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to, but if she does, it'll be a Kima Mitzvah. So that's not look ahead. Idiot means an idiot. A person is not an idiot. I don't know, they have a Kima Mitzvah. But if a person is going to recite Kriya Shema Laila Rishon, and a Chacham declared Mumdine, they just can't be Mechaben. So it's not true, because he's not Mechaben on the Pasuk Rishon, so you're not going to see anything. So Adarabi, not only is he not yet, there's no Shema Mitzvah, Adarabi is not the Giyoro. He demonstrates this, looks like he's so arrogant. All other Chassanim are so nervous, they're worried about the Biri Shema, and he's not worried, he's only such an Isha Rufin, he's so Rufin, he doesn't think of anything, Rashi is Yisroel, he's not worried about anything. Adarabi is an Aveira, not only is not Shema Mitzvah, it's an Aveira. So the Kiyo Adarabi is saying that Kalapatam and Adarabi are saying Yisraeli. So the Yishami is the Kashi, Abiyadim. These are my blankets, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And in Rabbi Aleph, it says, Rabbi Gamliel says, Eni Shemelechem, Gavachlein Nenim Al-Kishmanas, Kibushrakas. And in Rabbi Beis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he was related somehow to Rabbi Gamliel. You can never tell which Rabbi Gamliel you're dealing with here. You can never tell which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel you're dealing with either. The Gemara has a call called Mokr Shishan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mishasenu, Aloha Kemal Yisrael, with three exceptions to the rule. So all the time, whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah, not the Gemara, I'm not the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah Seinu, whenever the Mishnah is called Rav Shimon Gamliel, we always pass him like him. So the Ketu Mishnah has to say the Tashas on the Rambam, that the 50 cases that the Mishnah is called Rav Shimon Gamliel, 25 times the Rambam passes him. It's like Rav Shimon Gamliel, 25 times he doesn't pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What happened to the Kalam? The Gemara says there are only three exceptions to the rule. So the commissioner says, look here, there was more than one person with the same name of Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara saw long ago on this one, not on that one, and you always have to figure out from the context which Shimon Gamliel is it. Who are the people that he's talking to? He's talking to earlier time or later time, so you figure out which one it is. They're getting forgot. There's only one of them in Talmud. So that's the Shiloh here, but this Rabbi Gamliel was related somehow to Shimon Gamliel. So the Shiloh is in the spirit. If he says, what color let the people of Hashem Yosef Yito? You're not allowed to. And here on Amin Aleph it says that he volunteered, so the Shiloh is a terrorist. That's what Taisha says on Amalek. Tereza, that Taisha says on Tezayin Amalek is the favorite from Yerushalmi. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel and Tezayin Amalek. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel should not be issued because the Yeshma b'alai v'harishan. So Taisha Akasha, so HaMaisa l'Issar, the Nishman tells us in Chalsam Tatam Akriyashma, then it says Rabbi Gamliel didn't observe the Yishma. In the Mishnah says on Amadeus, Rabbi Gamliel says, you're not allowed to volunteer. You're not allowed to volunteer. On Amalek, the Kod Rabbi Gamliel did volunteer. So Chasir, Amalek was on Amadeus. We don't assume that it's a machlekes. Starting the first time, you saw me say it's a machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel is one sheet and Rabbi Gamliel is a different sheet.
Everybody else is personally.
He was the chief rabbi. Rabbi. Rabbi Gamliel. I'm an Aleph. Rabbi means that that's what the word means. It's Rab and it's Rebbe and it's Rabbi. And Gamliel is Rabbi and it's Shmuel. If you just call by his name. People, Shammai, I think, some people that we just call by their name, we don't call Rabbi. That's a higher Madrege. Shehil and Shammai were above these people. But Rabban Gamliel means, and he was the chief rabbi. Rabban means Rabbeinu, means everybody's rabbi. The Taisa says on him and off, the Mishnah writes him, he said, the Kamashavan, the Mishnah is telling me, that he's a Rabban Gamliel, he's the chief rabbi. But that's not called local alert, I don't know if he's not Kaloshan, local alert, the legal of Hashem every time they can have him. He's going to say, Krishna, he's going to say, I can't be Mechal. That's how he said it. If any Stama person, a Balabas, some person is going to say Kriya Shema. There won't be a Kiyama Mitzvah because he's really nervous. And maybe there's no Kiyama Mitzvah. So it's Nikra Hedges. He's not Nikaim anything. Not only Nikra Hedges, it's an Avarian also because Master Kiyama, the Gemara says. He demonstrates how arrogant he is. He's showing that he's Kula Ruchni. But that's only by an average person. But if he's an Ordin Rabba Batero, but there's the Achman, he knows Shiuch HaLachadim. He's Adirav. If he knows that he can't be Lachadim himself, so then he's Mukhiyah. So it's not something that he's volunteering. Like it sounds. I don't want to utilize that cooler. No, not any shamelachem, I don't want to use the cooler. I'm not allowed to use it, I can't be mechazer and mechazer and mechazer. Who do I use? Because Hashem or Shuzir. Not only have Shuzir, he's mechazer. If he's yachar mechazer, then he is mechazer.
Is this your first time getting married, or if you're married already second time? Is it
the first time?
We only see the first
time. Second time, you're already out of time? Well, he's nervous. Not necessarily. The Mother says that she's a Kula. She's a Kula, so then it doesn't work. She's a Kula, maybe even though it's a second
marriage, maybe it was still a Kula. I don't know.
Got a book in Shulchan? I don't remember. So now the Mitzvah says that there's one of the women that potter, avodim are potter, something that they don't want and they don't have to, but if they do it, they have a kiyum on mitzvah. So once you say if they'll do it, they have a kiyum on mitzvah, you can't say it's mikra hedyot. Had your taste, if you'll do it, there won't be a team on this. If you're sitting super, but in training, then it's special games of guru. There's no team on this at all. That's what the Rishonim says. How do you know when there is a team on this? How do you know when there's not? Yeah. So that's what
So that's what the Rishonim asked from Baba Kama. And the Sugi Baba Kama about Seichet, where Rabbi Yosef says, first he said, Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Noah, he was blind. And there's a Machlechi Satanai, Rabbi Yehuda HaChalim, where that blind person assumed that he's part of the Kala Mitzvah. Because the Mishnah there, and Baba Kama quotes the opinion of the Buddha, that Esuma is part of Mipoishet, Machlechi Satanai. But Machlechi Balachavero, if I beat somebody up, I'm trying to know the Tzarit Beshevet and Boishet. And Boishet is different from the others. Now the Tzarit Beshevet, Yechayit even, let us have in Lachlo, even a little bit Beshevet. But if it wasn't neither Niskaven Levayish, and not even Niskaven Lachlo Bahaver, then you're not Chai Boishes. So the Chorus shows that it's like one Chai Boishes, if you did it in Major, Boishes is like a Leidish. So Yudha says that as soon as Tatam and Mitashnuri Boishes, the Summa Shechava Bahavero, his Chai Toshish Adam Nish, his Chai Nevit Tzavi, the Shevet, and Boishes is Tatam, he learns that from a Tatam. But Lord of God, the Bible says he's part of from Misa and Malchus and Golgus and Bashus. These four are Honshu. And then there's another version of Rabbi that not only does Rabbi Yehuda part of from these four, from Misa, from Malchus and Golgus and from Bashus, Chayhoi Rabbi Yehuda part of the Kol Mitzvah Hamur, but Rabbi Yehuda part of the Sun and the Kol Mitzvah. And then Rabbanu disagreed. Rabbanu also did Yehuda Chayim Bashus, so all the Russia never gets off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda's Russia starts from a Pasuk by Bashus, then it extends to Isa and Malchus and Golgus, and then one version, the other version of Yehuda has it, but it even extends to Kol HaMitzvahs Kuf. So there, the Gemara, there's a discussion, how do we pass to? And the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham, and the Kriyashma, has the Machlokes, how do we pass? There's just one opinion that we pass him like a Yehuda, that the Kriyashma is passing Kol HaMitzvahs, and the Magen Avraham says, we don't say to you, right? And I was like that, you know, all the other Rishonim don't hold like that. Everybody passes with an Asuna, Chai, Kol HaMitzvahs, then he's everybody else, except for a special mitzvah like he has the Zikki, 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 but otherwise, the Summa's Chayit is the Chol HaMitzvah. Yeah. So the Gemara there quotes a discussion that Rabbi Yosef had. Rabbi Yosef was blind, so originally he used to say that whoever will prove to me that the din is like a Yehuda that the Summa is Pater, I'll be so excited, I'll make a party because I'm blind and the Reilam Pater Mekol HaMitzvahs, and I do the mitzvahs anyway, I'm here, so I get more reward because God will initiate a mitzvah of the Yosef in the Misha, mitzvah of the Yosef, want to get more reward if he volunteers the mitzvahs and if he's obligated. And then he heard that Yosef heard that it's not so, that we don't hold like that, that the one who is willing to do the mitzvahs gets more reward when he does it, and the one who volunteers, and a man gets more reward for shaking the woman than a woman, because the woman is unclear. So then Rabbi Yosef changed his prisma and he said, whoever will tell me that the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then I'll throw a party, because then I'll be mechuyev to go, because I'll be getting more reward. But that's what the Rishonim all discussed, and then there are quite a few Rishonim discussed that if he's supposed to be called on mitzvah, so what's he volunteering to do the mitzvah for? Our Pasim and Adam will be a Savior for So they all give the same answer, that the only time you zikra hediot is when there's no kima mitzvah. There is a kima mitzvah, then they have to give the cloud when is there a kima. So then you go to all the citations. That's not so glad. Not so easy whatsoever. The Magen Avraham also didn't have the Rishonim. It's the son of Magen Avraham Hilchos Seita. It's the Kasha by the Seita. It says in the Gemara that Talmud HaYeshe Dishmei Rav, if the Rebbe invites the Talmud over for the Seita, so he's not going to do that Seita. And then the Magen Avraham says, and even if he wants to volunteer to do a Seita, it's Nikra Hedyot. So he's not allowed to. And then it's like that Kasha, but how come in other places he recommend that people should volunteer to do mitzvahs that they're exempt from? You know, you thought you shouldn't use the tour, and here all of a sudden you say that it's nonsense if you machma alatzmacha. He goes that she also discusses the topic. Doesn't say the same as the Rishon. It's a problem. How do you know which kolal applies where? It's not that problem. Here the Gemara is going to discuss this machlokes tachanonim. Is it improper for a person to volunteer so that the Zohar Krishna say he won't have a key on it? So well, so that's why the Talmud Torah. If a person meets Chumash and he doesn't understand, the person meets Karah, and he doesn't understand, the person says Talmud and he doesn't understand what he said. He knows his Kitcha Kodesh, but it's still a Mitzvah of Mikra, he's reading Tanakh. But now, Rav says that the person learns Mishnayis and he doesn't understand, Torah Shabbat there. If he doesn't understand, then there's no key on it. So Torah Shabbat there, he can really understand it. So there is no text. There is no text. What do you mean you're saying that we have a text in the Zohar Mishnah, there's a text. But strictly speaking, there is no text to Torah Shabbat. But in Torah Shabbat, there is a text. So that's what the Balatani writes in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Talmud says, that a person learns Tanakh, he needs just Tanakh, he cites Tanakh, and he doesn't understand. There is a key on Mitzvah, so that's a Shiloh. What's so bad over here? What's so terrible of the Chasm when we cite Kriyash Matzah, he won't be Mechaven, but still, it's all his life, Mikra. So the answer is not, but it's not like you are. So let him be Mahvishtekir, what's he saying Krishna for? He's demonstrating that he can be Mechavir. What is he demonstrating? That he's such an Isha Ruchi is, that he's not nervous, he's not thinking about what's going to be later, he's only thinking about the Rabbani Shalom, the Krishna, and the Mitzvah Tatar. So that's the problem. When is it necessary to you are, or when is it not? So that's the Yor goes into his dissertation. That the Machlege of Shabshirin Lambir, the Chachalim, as it's reported, Mishne, seems to contradict the Machlege regarding Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, "Remember, you need to say, Rabbi Gamliel, Kaiish, Liuharo. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't allow any Tom, Dick, and Harry, anybody, to volunteer to recite Kriya Shema because he holds that it's necessary. Liuharo. It looks like an act of arrogance that he's such an Isha Ruchni. Zirabbanon. And the majority of the Tamayim, Loichaiish, Liuharo. They're not worried about that. Nishkefeva. And the Kima Mitzvah Tom, the person, if he doesn't understand, not so big, there's no necessary. We have the Machlokes recorded just the reverse. Islam, the din is that when a person is an Avela Shiva Rahman of Islam, there's a different aspect of Nihu Gavelus. So one of the aspects of Nihu Gavelus when Moshe is Kfiya Tamitra. That you have to turn all the chairs over. You have to do not the chairs, you have to turn the beds over. It doesn't apply to chairs. You have to turn the beds over and you're not allowed to sit on a chair. So does that din of Kfiya Tamitra apply to Tisha B'Av? That there should be a din of Kriya Tamitra on Tisha B'Av. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. In the end of Masechet Tayyus, in the Mishnah, we start to know that there's no din of Kriya Tamitra on Tisha B'Av. But why not? Because I'm wearing the tie. That's called Tzedakah. I mean, look at Tisha B'Av, why not? If the Gemara has a brayser, the notion of the brayser next to the Mezab and Tayyus is called Ram HaNogim, Yerov HaNogim, the Tisha B'Av. All the Hilchas HaZeilus HaShiva, there's a din of Shiva and Shloshim Yudbeis Kodesh. If Tisha B'Av, the din of the Gemara, the din of Mishnah has a din like Shiva, so why, if it has a din like Shiva, so why don't you have to observe Kriya Tamitra? Why talk about? So the fact is that one would want to say a simple answer before you get to the Taz, a Pashuk answer, that Kriya Tamitra is different from all the other Nihugi Avedas. The others are Rishis. You don't do Rishis, Sikha, Nirushatam, Rishat Shamitra, different things to be like the Nivu. Nivu Merubin, Shloshim is a din of Nivu, but Nikta, the Yudbe Kredish is Nivu Tanugin. No, he was being a Mutter. That's not
a football or the other in
the right. So therefore what?
This is
Because the dead is reminiscent of and represents the whole body. When you see a dead, so right away you think about the person's body. So you should turn the bed over to represent the idea that the Shalom HaKim that the person has, and you turn over the bed. The one could perhaps have said simply, when you have this Niyug HaVeilus of Kriya Tamitra, that's why Bayat, this is what the Achrenim say. That's why Bayat the meaning is, you don't have Kriya Tamitra because we have different kinds of beds. But we have the meaning to cover the mirrors, and some people have mirrors, they cover up pictures of the people, because the picture of the person, that has the Shalom HaKim. Or the mirror, when you look in the mirror, you see the special features, so that's kind of a thing that needs to be done as well. That's what I'm trying to say. So they should be to say others. I'm sorry, sir. I'll just say like that. So the, Atiko is to be in a serious state. Atiko belongs to me to Atisha, but also Akash. Also Akash. Atiko is to be in a state of COVID loss.
We don't do
Atifa today, Texas says, because it'll look ridiculous, because people will laugh. But the whole idea about Avelis is that the person should be in a serious state. Atifa said he should be serious, maybe to get Ucha, the people will laugh, but then it's not in Kiyama of Avelis. The Ramah says in the Eridea that one who's in Shiva should observe a little bit of Atifa, you should wear the hat down. Instead of wearing a yarmulke, you should wear a hat, and not the hat, the Hamburg, you should wear the hat like the Levant should ever wear the hat with the brim down and tuck it down. Not like you should walk away the hat with the brim down on the back of the head, you should wear the front of the head down. But in Shiva Rahman al-Islam, the Ramah says, whatever yeshiva you go to, you should wear the hat down over the head. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah thought that in some places they had a minute to wear the hat down over the eyes during Shloshim, the whole Shloshim. Even though Atifa Medina, the Gemara only says Kshiva, they said that it was Hashem Yehub that they wore the hat down first place.
But the real Latifah is to have the Bar and Mitzvah, very good. Over there, as the Taisha says in the end of the Maitrati, we don't do that anymore because it will just be maybe to get chukah, that people will live. But that's not a Nihil Gavadayot. So the Shaila is not there on the Kriyat HaMitzvah. One could say, like he suggests, the whole Kriyat HaMitzvah during Shiva is only when one is disciple on the death of a person because of the disappearance of a Tzelem HaLakim. But on Tisha B'Av, what is the Avelis all about? Because so many people were killed. Avelis Yishonah for what? Over the fact that so many people were killed the Shas of Av. Well, over the Beit HaMikdash. Beit has nothing to do with the Tzelem HaLakim. So one could say that Kriyat HaMikdash has no application at all on Tisha B'Av. Like a lot of people were killed, the Shah couldn't based on research, but that's not, we observed Avelis Zemar.
Why if there is a history of planning Jews were killed,
we don't observe Avelis Zemar because it was a massacre, because so many Jews were killed. The Avelis Zemar is because Avelis Zemar means over the Chodim Beit HaMikdash. The Chodim Beit HaMikdash has nothing to do with Tzelem HaLakim, so that's why there's no Kriyat HaMikdash. But that doesn't answer the Atifa. How come there's no Atifa on Tisha B'Av? We don't have Atifa by any Shiva, but on Tisha B'Av, you don't have Atifa. Why not? Why don't you have that Tisha? But that's why the Taz and Tisha B'Av quotes a different answer to the original question. Why is there no Kriyas Amit on Tisha B'Av? So he makes a distinction in Hilchus Avelis between Kumli Yaseh as opposed to Shevi Al-Tasher. But you have Mitzvah Tasher. You have Mitzvah Loi-Tasher. So the Zin that call on Zorim HaNodim Lov and Nodim Tisha B'Av, that on Tisha B'Av the Tanayim on the Sakin, that's a Brayser. The Tanayim on the Sakin is a Rabbonim that you have to observe Avelis over the Chukmei Tamidush. Like one is in the middle of Shiva, but that's only the Yisuri Avelis. But not the Mitzvah Tasher, only the Mitzvah Loi-Tasher in Yisur. So the Chitzah Sikhan Yosu Tanayim Tasher Shamit HaKidish is a different thing. There is a payment that a story because he called me so like Yidna Beit Hamidrash Miyamos, he will call Miyamos, so payment has to do with a story. But that's why you don't have a Chidash deal. But the other Inuyim are not only the terrorist payment, the Chidash Tichin El Sana, that's the terrorist New Gavel, it's called Ram Nergim Metishba, the Nergim Meshiva, Nergim Bobal, and Nergim Metishba. But the wrong, they will never Mishaki aim, the Mitzvah says that. Because it's only a Vele Tishon, they want a Mishaki and Yisil, they want a Mishaki and the Mitzvah says. So that explains, both together, that explains why there's no din of Kriyat HaMitzvah, because Kriyat HaMitzvah is a Mitzvah Tasher, and that explains why there's no din of Atikri, because Atikri is also a Mitzvah Tasher. And even the aspect with the Kriyat HaMitzvah, so because there is an obligation to turn over the dead, that's an extension of that din, the Gemara has, if you're not allowed to sit on a chair. Pesach is right in that. So sure, if that's really the din, but Lamaita, that's our practice, that the Avelim don't sit on a chair. Pesach says there is no din, then the Supik, maybe the Chalal is no din. Pesach is ready to court the practice that you don't sit on a chair in the middle of Shiva. Pesach says maybe it's not true. Maybe the din that you're not allowed to sit on a bed because you were supposed to have turned over the bed. But there's no din in the first place, you have to turn over the chair. There's only din for Yachmita. There's no din for Yachkisor. Pesach says maybe there's nothing wrong with sitting on a chair, only sitting on a bed. Pesach says whatever it is, that's our observance. We don't sit on a chair. But the Shabbos on Tisha B'Av, we only don't sit on a chair till after Kiddush. It says it's about the Esther Chatzos, because usually you finish the Kiddush after Chatzos. But after Chatzos, after you finish saying all the Kiddush in the day, and then you do sit on a chair. But if it would really be also in the beginning of the Gemara, so then it would be also all day long. Whatever is only after half the day, which is the second half of the day, is the sin that's only after the Tam Nini. So why is that? Because there's no Dina Kriyas Hamit on Tisha B'Av. So the mail is this in. That you're not allowed to sit on a chair, the Easter that comes in conjunction, that's an extension of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah, there's no Easter.
So why do you refer to the day?
A minute is you say kinnis on the floor.
How does Kriya apply to Tisha B'Av?
Kriya is not an aspect of Avelis, really. Kriya, the Gemara says Kriya l'chud v'Avelis l'chud. Kriya is a separate din, Avelis is a separate din. Kriya is a din of Shas Krimo. When a person is aggravated, he demonstrates his aggravation by ripping
Kriya. Kriya is Chalamayit, it's wrong with Shiva.
Oh, Chalamayit is Kriya and there's no Avelis. You don't have it in your Avelis, but Kriya you do have. Because Kriya is not a Nihil Gav Avelis. So that's why, since it's an Avelis, he's trying to find the Beit HaMikdash, which occurred a long time ago. So not so aggravated.
Lachem
Beit HaMikdash was
one of some
Kriya. That's him. Yeah, that's a din. That's right. Marisha Yafra.
And not everybody accepts it.
No. After Hakamas HaMedina, after Mochem Tesha Tayyamin, after they conquered the Yerushalayim and it's in Jewish hands, the three Yehuda cook. And his Talmidim, they say that you don't live Kriya. They say you don't live Kriya because the Magen Avraham says there is a din of Kriya on Aron Yehuda B'Chorbana. There's a din of Kriya on Yerushalayim, three din of Kriya. Oh, Yehuda B'Chorbana, Yerushalayim B'Chorbana, Beit HaMikdash B'Chorbana. So now Yehuda B'Chorbana, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shulchan Aruch that B'Chorbana means when it's in non-Jewish control. When it's in Jewish control, that's called the Binyanah.
you know, smelly, dirty cities there, Hebron, dark, very filthy, that's called Bidinyonet. That's where it sounds from among Hebron. So they don't recreate the practices, you don't recreate when you go to Hebron or to any other Ori Yehuda. So that's the Shaila now. What about the Yishalayim Rukhobana? Yishalayim is not called Bidinyonet because it's in Jewish control, it's the capital now. What about Beit HaMikdash Bidinyonet Rukhobana? Beit HaMikdash Bidinyonet is in Jewish control? I mean, you actually have a Beit HaMikdash. The Yehuda could sell that it's no longer called the Chorbana, that the Magen Avraham said the definition of the Binyan versus the Chorbana means in Jewish control and not in Jewish control. The other Beit HaMikdash is under Jewish control now, under the Memshalat Yisrael, so there's no din about Eilus. And others disagree, and they said that no, Shlomo Zalman Oibach and many others, that's what they should care very much not like that. We have not said that Beit HaMikdash the Chorbana means called Man Adol Beit HaMikdash. It's Beit HaMikdash the Chorbana. So that you tell Yerushalayim also is the Chorbana. The idea that the decree on Yerushalayim the Chorbana is not because Yerushalayim used to be the capital of the Medina of Israel. And now Nebuchadnezzar, we don't have the Medina, we don't have a capital. But if it is the capital, then there's nothing to decree about. That's how others argue. Many Pashtuns can tell, all Pashtuns can tell like that. If it's over the Churban on Ben Shola, the Churban on Shilton, so if Yerushalayim is the capital of a Jewish country, so there's no creator. So they should thought that it wasn't so. He thought that the Kriyan, Yerushalayim, the Chorbana is the Paris Yerushalayim, where you eat Kotrin Kalim. Yerushalayim, where you eat Mai Dushani. When you have a Mizbeach Bonoi, you can eat Mai Dushani in Kotrin Kalim. Because the Pentecost, so then it's called Yerushalayim, the Dignon. It doesn't help that it's under Jewish control, not under Jewish Kedusha, right. Beit HaMikdash, called none, that there's no Beit HaMikdash, not only is there Beit HaMikdash, the Chorbana. Even Yerushalayim is the Chorbana, because Yerushalayim the Chorbana means the terrace, the extension of the Chorbana. That's how Rav Tov Eishik goes. That's how Shayim says the
Chorbana. What would be when you say nothing, you say that you are a Harev, or you do say a Harev in nothing?
That's the title, some do say some don't.
And leave it out?
After Mechana Sheish HaTayimim. Remember, I happened to be in Rav Tov the year after Mechana Sheish HaTayimim, so poof, I went to Eichal Shlomo. One day, so I heard a drasha from the chief rabbi at that time, Rav Winterman, if I'm not mistaken, held up drasha, he was then the chief rabbi. He said that he still says it. Other times he says he still says it. He says, when you look around, you're at the camp, you see all the churches, they look at the Chorbana. He says, that's called the Hoyer HaHavelev, HaHarev, HaBizuyim, HaShaneima. If you have all these churches, he considers that HaHarev, HaBizuyim, HaShaneima. He says, when all the Abedizor will be naked, when it's Israel, then it'll be the Dinyan.
So this is the
officially, it's in Jewish control. They have soldiers there. They have Israeli soldiers keeping the peace there. But there's no Beit HaMikdash. There's no Kodesh HaKodashim there. So that's the shame. But three Yehuda Kohen, his Talmidim don't retreat. And I think most others hold that you should retreat. And Yerushalayim, I think most people do not retreat. Not like Rav Tov Eishik. Some don't hold off on Yerushalayim. You should retreat. He is one of them. I think most people don't retreat on Yerushalayim. Beit HaMikdash, they're singing. Well, Friday is also, there's an old minig, that if you go Air Shabbat, like I said, you don't increase. Very schwer to the court that the Chazali Shalbani didn't make any sense, and I thought, well, it's all didn't make any sense. I'm not sure right, it doesn't make any sense, but you should ascertain if that's the minig, you should leave it like that. The Chazali said, this club held, it doesn't make sense, and even though it is the minig, it doesn't make sense. Oh, Air Pesach, oh. That's I thought that it's probably a carryover from Air Pesach. Air Pesach, Air Pesach, there's no Avelis, we talked to. It says that Kriya and Mokam Amidish the Chorbana is Avelis. Mokam Avram says that a cotton, even a cotton Sheikhul Achilach does not with Kriya and Beit HaMikdash the Dignona. Normal Kriya, a cotton Sheikhul Achilach does it. Because it says Kriya Lachut Avelis Lachut. So it says the Mokam Avram clearly knows that the Kriya and the Mokam Amidish the Chorbana, you don't say Kriya Lachut Avelis Lachut. This Kriya is an aspect of Avelis. So the kids, he knows that there is indeed a chimun and a raya Beit HaMikdash, the Chorbana is not, everything is Avelis Yishona. So it doesn't matter when it comes to Shabbat, it's Avelis Yishona. I mean, when you see the Beit HaMikdash, it's also Avelis Yishona. There's no chimun, there's no excitement, there's a joy. There's a tremendous simcha, but you can't say that there is a chimun and aggravation that he sees Beit HaMikdash, the Chorbana, it's an altar maisa. Beit HaMikdash is destroyed 2,000 years ago, so what is he crying about now? People cry from happiness when it comes to the customer, they don't cry from sin. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that the Kriya, when you see the Kriya, it's not a Kriya, but it's a Kriya, Shav Simo. We know that it's a Kriya, but it's a Avelis. It says, a Kriya, even in Gila Chino, there's no Chino Chal Avelis. So in Mela, there's no Chino Chal. That's why it says, you don't get Kriya, Chal Amal, you don't get Kriya, Chal Amal. Kriya on an Avera, if someone died, you do it with Kalma, because that's nothing to do with Avera, because Avera is before the Kriya Lokho. The Kriya on the Beit HaMikdash with Chorbanah, you only have Kalma, because Kriya on the Mikdash with Chorbanah, that's a Ma'is Avera, and you don't have the Hubi Avera for Kalma. The Erev Pesach is a Machlokes Pesach in Rosh Hashanah, when you have Avera for Kalma. Erev Pesach has to have Kalma, it has to seem like a Yonkis. You might create more carbon pesach, like a young seven. You bring a carbon roof, that air pesach has to have to bring carbon pesach. So the Ramon, the other day, fasting, Kalach, he didn't make a bubble. The Ramon fast was like Yerod Zeruah, that you're not knowing Avelis, and air pesach has to have to. So say, if the Kuro was before, if it comes Chatzai, it can't for Shiva. Or if it comes Chatzai, it can't. If the Shiva was up, it can't for Shloshim. It's like the Gia Yantas, it can't for Shiva, it can't for Shloshim. The air pesach has to have to, you don't need Kriya. And they some Migdash. Just like Halamai, you don't make any Kriya, because the Kriya on the Beis HaMikdash is a sin in Avihu Gaber, it's on
the Shkata. You see the Beis HaMikdash,
oh, then you don't make Kriya.
Then you spot it for the whole time.
Then you spot it, even when you see later,
you don't see
it. No, unless you don't see, because if you don't see, if you're accurate on the Beis HaMikdash for 30 days, then you see again, then you have to make Kriya again. Let that man die, and he has children, some before Bar Mitzvah, some after. If you know Mamash and Bar Mitzvah is going to be in 2-3 weeks, he doesn't have to observe any chinuch. It says if he's in the mood, you send him to the yeshiva that he should learn. Usually he won't be in the mood. Kaddish is different. No, Kriya is different. The Gemara says, even a Kaddish Shalom, you give a chinuch. Even a little baby, whose people talking don't know what it is. Even let's say a little father dies and he has these other little child. The little child doesn't understand that the father's not alive. Doesn't understand what happened. But the Gemara says you have to rip a little clear. You don't need a whole tefach with the whole din, but you have to rip if it's a kaddish shehigia lechino, then it's a real din. You need clear kiddush to get in as deep. I need a tefach the homer. If it's a kaddish shehigia lechino, then he doesn't understand what clear is all about. No. When is he here, Lechinuch, he's old enough to understand that he has Kriya, and he lives in Kriya, but he doesn't have any Avelus at all. He doesn't have to sit Shiva. We do hold like this, no, we do. No, except that the child is hot rock, because he doesn't want to go to the Shiva. But if you can convince him, the Nerd Yuri writes. Kaddish is different. Other Avelus, just say Kaddish. Kaddish has nothing to do with the Avelus. Kaddish is to be part of the parents, okay? That's a different thing. Gemara has later on brachas about the children reciting Kaddish, the children before Bar Mitzvah reciting Kaddish. Gemara says, do you say Amen or not when a child says a bracha? Gemara says, when they finish learning in the cheder, and one of the children who is an aveilus says Kaddish for the father, then everybody should say Amen. But the whole marker of children saying Kaddish, then you shouldn't have any more later on brachas. And everybody says Amen. That's not a little aveilus, that's a different thing. Saying Kaddish is a different thing. It says in Gemara, these people don't know that it costs even loyiki alachino, the car and the custom of the Atmos Nete. So you should rip a little bit Kriya, in order that others should see what a terrible tragedy it is, that the father died and the kid doesn't even understand what's happening. That's in fact that people don't, a lot of people don't do. If you rip Kriya on a little child, 3 years old, 4 years old, doesn't even realize that his father's not alive, if you rip a little bit Kriya, it doesn't have to be a full test, but if you rip a little bit Kriya, just to bring about more Agnes Nevis, that the Menachman should realize what a tragedy is. Like it says now, the Kriya doesn't fit on Tisha B'Av or Asar D'Sheh, even if tomorrow is his coming. That's a shayla we discussed it once, a shayla Navne Nezer. If the kid is Bar Mitzvah on Yudov, and that be a Tisha B'Av is a Nitzchah. This year we will not fast on Tisha B'Av, right? That's what Shlomo Zalman said, this year we will not fast on Tisha B'Av. In the beginning of January, that's what he said. Shlomo Zalman right back says, this year...
And
he said, this year we will, what did he say, we will not fast on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is our son. Yeah. He didn't say he's going to build a Beit HaMikdash at the end of the year. So the child is the Tishwa of Zan Shabbat and it's a Mitzvah and he says on Yudav and he says on Mitzvah on Yudav, so that's a deal in Avdi Nezer, whether the child has to say it or not. Because if it's Tashmurim for yesterday, so yesterday he wasn't the Bati Yudav, so there's no Tashmurim. But if it's not the Torah Tashmurim, if you fast on Yudav, whenever Tishwa falls on Shabbat, the Takana Meikara was that you fast on Yudav. It's not the Torah Tashmurim. On Yudav, he's Bar Mitzvah, so then he says.
And why all the children are parents
and they're
not
working in the 9 days?
There's no reason why I don't.
Not a budget. Not a budget.
Yeah.
He says that Tumen Hagin in Yerushalayim, where the person is seeing Shiva on Tisha B'Av, the relative side, where the Menachem Mogel on Tisha B'Av, that is God, because he sees Tisha B'Av like a youngster, he said, because we're hoping that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt for Alayim Mori, we don't say Tachnun. So we observe certain elements of Yontif on Tisha B'Av, and we hope that the Beis HaMikdash Mashiach will come, Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So that's the shayla. On Yontif, usually, Niker Adin, there is Nichma Be'elam on Yontif. We usually avoid it. So that's shayla, but on Tisha B'Av, you have to avoid it enough. The first who say it's a very difficult minig, and some of them, the Chazanish and Rabbelbala, say you should have abolished that minig. They know that it's wrong. It's a carryover from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's no new Wipakin and Yerudet, there's no new Gavelus. And Kriya Nekoisel is the third new Gavelus. That's why the Magen Avraham says there's no Kriya Nekoisel on Achal HaMoed. So what? The Nami is no Kriya Nekoisel on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So some of the people made a mistake, so they thought every year, they didn't realize that Erev Pesach is something unique. Because if there's no Avelus, there's no Avelus. So then... Chazani says that it's wrong. Ramashi writes that he doesn't think it's correct, but he says if you ascertain that the minig is so and it clearly is the minig, then he says you leave it like that. And the others hold that it's wrong and you shouldn't observe that minig. So that it's improper. Unless the person was Mekabel Shabbos already, it's a different thing. Let's say Tehr Shabbos after Chatzos, and the person is Mekabel Shabbos before he goes to the Kesef. But otherwise, Tehr Shabbos, and you only Kriya Shabbos from Alocha. But if he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos and he goes after Chatzos, then it's an issue. According to this Orza Rua, that Erev Pesach Hefzach HaTzoyt has a Din Yontif, then if the Kvure would occur Hefzach HaTzoyt on Erev Pesach, you would have to begin the Shiva after Pesach. However, Pesach disagrees with the Orza Rua. Pesach is Lochim, and Daf Kuf says the fair is not like the Orza Rua, that there is Avelus. Erev Pesach Hefzach HaTzoyt, same as any Erev Shab, any Erev Yontif. So we have a cloud. Whenever there's a machloek, it's an avelus, halach, shiva, make a bubble. You always go to the kula, whatever is in the best interest of the avelus. So usually you assume that in the best interest of the avelus is to get rid of the avelus, lo zicha. So in that case, the practice usually is that if there's a kura, Erev Pesach Hefzach HaTzoyt, we tell the avelus that he should observe avelus, so that yontif should cancel it. It's a pain in the neck to start shiva after yontif is over. It's a big
deal. Maybe the story was a bit of a sieve and a stonewall.
No, that's not enough.
When you begin the Shiva right away. Oh. The Nitzid held that you don't begin right away, the Shiva commits to the Kura. And the son of the Rebbe called how else that you do. And then the Nitzid died, and that was the case. The Nitzid died out of town, and they sent a telegram to his daughter, who was married to Rebbe Shmuel Valozhina, and Paul Shapiro, that his father had died. And then Rebbe Shmuel said that they should observe the way that Nitzid said. That you don't begin the Shiva until after the Kura. So different, there are two truths. So here's Achamal on Tisha B'Av, we only observe the Yisuri Avelus, we don't observe the Nihugi Avelus, the Kumbi Aseh, the Mitzvah Avelus, we don't observe. So not only don't we meeker at him, you don't have Kriya Samit on Tisha B'Av, you don't have the prohibition to sit on a chair. But as is a minute, you don't sit on a chair, so that's the Hatzai. When we give it anymore, it's mutter to sit on a chair. Why? Because the Issa to sit on a chair is an Issa that's rooted in the Mitzvah of Kriya Samit. So there's no Mitzvah of Kriya Samit on Tisha B'Av, so there's no Issa sitting on a chair. It is also such a similar din. There is a din in Middle Shiva, the Avol is forbidden to do Malacha. Avol also about Tiyas Malacha. The Malacha is not going to pass to the heart. Fakti chagechem la'ezo. Macha got to do Malacha, Acha Avol got to do Malacha kol Shiva. He's not allowed to do Malacha all Shiva. So on Tisha B'Av, the Nishma says the Feish, Mokha Shinoga not to do Malacha, they shouldn't do. Mokha Shinoga that to do Malacha, they're permitted to do Malacha. Why did they stand on the Minig HaMokha? We understand so well why the Minig should be not to do Malacha, because you should parallel everything after Shiva. It's the Hakasha, why should there only be a Minig HaMokha? It should be in the Gemara. If it calls Rama Nagim Bob and Nagim the Tisha B'Av, and he's Surin. So he's Surin, and he's a Malacha. If you have a minig in the muffin, not do malacha, so you have to observe that minig. So the question is, but it's such a nice, it's not a nice minig, it's such a sensible. All the fish above is not nice, we have another fish above. But it still makes so much good sense that you should be prohibited to do malacha like doing shiva. So why shouldn't it be medina be gemar? It's not. So the hurry answer is, why is it all malacha than malacha?
Why should
it not be a Das Avelis? Oh, not to be a Das from Avelis. So always be concentrating on Avelis. So Lachur, that starts off as a Lachur, one could say, maybe, that starts off as a Mitzvah Jesse of Avelis. All the Mitzvah Jesse of Avelis don't apply to Tisha B'Av. Only the Mitzvah Slo says, and the Stamad is a Din in Shiva, a Mitzvah Jesse of Shiva, that the Ovel should always be thinking about the Achayit and Alibar. The Ovel has to be thinking about the Mitzvah, about the Avelis, all time. Doesn't start off as a Nisa Hezara, starts off as a Mitzvah. There is a time for Chesed and Nefesh, a time for Tshuva. Everything should always be a time for Tshuva. But Avelis is particularly, the year he has a big fat table called Tibra Tshuva. So the Chidra Tshuva has all the Hilchos Avelis in it. Why? Because the whole idea of Avelis explains. The whole idea of Avelis is that Achai Yitra Lipa, the person should realize. How does Mishnah say? Mishnah Kirti Yama says, you should always keep in mind the three things of Yatavon and Yavel. One of them is, the same Yatavon and Zikam and Yatavon. You should keep in mind, Rakai Yitan Aliba, that every third call of the moment, everyone is going to die, you're going to have to give it to the Chesh, because you should be Chai to the children. So the whole idea of Leo Gabelis is to think about the fact that the person died, to think about Shri Tamei, to think about being the Chesh, and so on. So an aspect of that Mitzvah Sessei is not to be Messiah Tash from the Avelis, and the Mila not to do any Malacha. You're going to do Malacha, so the Malacha will be Hesach Adas from the Avelis. So that's the reason why the Iker Adin, the Chachamim, would have a Mitzvah in the Malach and Tisha B'Av. But that's why there's a Minig in the Kainas, there's a Tanayim already recorded, and some Kainas have a Minig. That's the Malach, to make everything on Tisha B'Av, like they have a Minig, not to sit on a chair on Tisha B'Av. So a carryover from Avelis. In some places they have a carryover from Tisha B'Av to Avelis. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't take the Skavo on Tisha B'Av. That's a special meaning only on Tisha B'Av. It's a kid because he recites in the kid, he saw some sea laws. So Rabbi Greger writes that he saw in the Mabel Yafek that it says in the Sefer that you don't take the Skabel, and the Beta Ovel, and he writes that that's in the state. He says the Sefer wrote it wrong, and he says the meaning. Rabbi Greger came from Germany. That's, I think, the first tulip, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so that's a mistake, but it says in the Sipham and Hogan that you don't say, because they have such a minute, he holds that minute is wrong. That you don't carry over things from Tisha B'Av to Avelis. So here there are things that we carry over from Avelis to Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah has this. Mokka should have a lot of Malacha to Tisha B'Av. The minute that Mokka is to do Malacha, it's permissible, because Mikra is in the Tanayim and every Goyish and Nisim Malacha. However, Mokka should have a Shalom allows us, if you have a minute, if a Mokka with a minute is about Malacha, anyways. So the whole lot going, in all cities, in all places, Tamir HaChamim to Taylor, Tamir HaChamim should adopt this minik. They should abstain from doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shulman, I'm real right, on the Yoylam, Yatsa, call out of it, Atma, Kital, Mit Kochel. Not only Tam HaChochel, he recommends that any Balabas, everybody should bounce to hear if the minik I'm walking is otherwise. There is no minik I'm walking. After in Malacha, everybody goes to work. Everyone who can should take off from work. That's the part of Kasha. The Rabbanon, not the Rabbanon. Kasha the Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Lam Mishnah is Pum Tzvakeh. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who's afraid of Nerziki. You are raw. When you volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah that you're cut from, and there's no kiyum, it doesn't make any sense. He says that it's Nerziki. You are raw. And here he says, Tzvakeh. In the Lam Mishnah, the Rabbanon say, whoever wants may volunteer to recite Kriya Shema Laila Rishon. And here they don't recommend that anybody should volunteer. That's a double steer. I'm Rav Yechon and you're right. Mochlevet HaShita. It's a third cipher. Either one or the other. Something is a mistake in the Braisa. It's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah. Not Mishnah, it's a Mishnah.
there is some stuff, and that's
Nun Hem.
He says one of the two Mishnayis has an error, that the sheep would have to be consistent. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Ashesha Vedra Vidyu Amar, Ashesha says no, it's not true. And Ashesha says we pass in Halacha Lamaita like Rabbi Ashesha. Why? Because we have a Klal Hilchos to Kibasro. Now you have a Machloikis, the earlier Amoraim with the later Amoraim. So we pass them like the later Amoraim, because we assume that the later Amoraim took everything into consideration. They researched everything. We have encyclopedias today. We have all the cross references.
Why is
that called? The geniuses we don't have, but we have all the cross references, so we can...
Why is that called? If the only Amoraim don't have more of an access to the cross
references.
No,
but whatever. Yeah, I don't know. That's what we're going to have. They'll just take it back to we have two clouds. We have one cloud, and Allah has Talmud and Malcolm around. We have a cloud also to give us joy. So they just said, that's serious. The Talmud were always got joy from their Rabbein. So the Goyim said, now, by the Rabbein, the Eloch. Up until, by the Rabbein, you said, Allah is like the Rabbein. By the Rabbein, the Eloch, until also to give us joy. What about by the Rabbein themselves? If they disagree with the Rabbein, so that's a Shaila and the Goyim. Two versions in the Goyim. And the Rishon, what do you say? Allah is like a by the Rabbein against the Rabbein. Anyway, so the Rav, that is the quote of Rabbein of Hanan, the Rav Sheish, the baby Rabbi, he was from the later Amorite, yes, Rabbi Merov, a good doctor, and the Kral of Hilchot to give us joy applies over here, so we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, if you pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel here, then you have to pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel over there also. And if you pass him like Rav Shimon, you have to pass him over there. We don't hold like that. We hold Taker, that, that Kol Mokum, Shishan Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shishan Allah, and Shishan Allah, and this is the Rav Shimon Gamliel that we passed him like. And the both Rav Shimon Gamliel are correct, and there's no spear, he said. But you're the most awkward. Don't reverse neither the Mishnah Brachas nor the Mishnah Sochim, and there's no spear. Each one has a different approach. There's no spear in the Chachamim Sheet, Kriya Shema, simple. Why did the Chachamim say you get permitted, the Chachamim is permitted to be thanked Kriya Shema? Everybody at the wedding is davening Meir. They're all saying Shrishma, they're all saying Shmanesh. So the Chachamim is not going to stand out. Everybody thinks it's up to them in Krishna. There's nothing strange about it. If you have a room full of chassanim, they won't got to have 20 weddings tonight.
Oh.
And no one is davening Mayrib, no one is saying Krishna, and this one guy says Krishna. He says, Mechnikiyara, but you don't have a room full of chassanim. You have a room full of guests. So the guests are all davening Mayrib, they're saying Krishna. So the chassanim also davening. So the Rabbanim say that's not a problem. He doesn't stand out. Rabbanim Lakashma, Triyash Makim Nikuri Amakokor, all the guests at the wedding hall are saying Kriyashma, Viyu Namikori. He's also reciting Kriya Shema, but next to Kiyara. He doesn't stand out, he doesn't look like he's doing an act of arrogance. But Hassam did, and he gets Tisha B'Av. He lives in a community where everybody goes to work on Tisha B'Av. The kid in Kuyama, Abimaloch, the whole city goes to work on Tisha B'Av. Everybody runs out of shul, we agree to get the kinnis, because they have to go to the office. And he has all day long, he stays home, so he's going to lock up the shul, he's going to be left out. So it's going to be noticeable, it's going to be obvious that he's taken off from work. So that's the problem, that's the key you are wrong. But that's why the Rabbana holds there, it's also to volunteer on Tisha B'Av Nabi Zumalapa, and here it's Muta. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is also the Rav Shimon Roy Kashif, also Rav Spira, and tells him close to that, that's how we pass him. In the Mishnah, whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel is quoted, we pass him like him. So what is the Shita? Oh, now Mishnah, when he gets to Kriya Shema B'Kavon, Italian Milsa, the only time it makes sense to fulfill the Mishnah Kriya Shema is if you ask Kavon and Tosik Isham, Kavon, 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 you'll know that the chassan, unless he's an ordinary rabbi batera like Rabbi Gamliel and the Mishnah Gamliel, he cannot be mechaber. So what is he going to establish this in Tel Aviv Krishna? He's a bluffer, he's a faker, so that's Mechnik Yor. A bohassam, and again, to Tishma, what kind of a bluffer? He says, people take off, every so often, people take off from work. Not everybody works, a bohassam, and again, to Tishma, but a raya, the young, look around, but we'll say, malachah hudei lo. There's no work to do today. He did finish all his work yesterday.
Who's going to look? They're all supposed to be not working.
Everyone wants to volunteer. And say the minute is not to go to work, stop it up, there's no problem. If everyone does go to work, then you have to come. Come about 20, to go shoot, and many people who don't go to work. The Tzitzis says, that's how we pass this. Allah, what's the din?
So we start from like Rav Shimon HaMura, the lesser person is a very unusual tzaddik for source of the Talmud Chacham. He doesn't say Kriyashma. That's the thing. Halacha Lamaaseh, the Chassid doesn't say Kriyashma. The Tzaddik says no. Now that we've established that to this, now we have to explain that it doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. So that's what we learned today in the Tzaddik. The last 5 lines in the Tzaddik on the Torah. They say, Liu. And yet the second half of the Tzaddik is Zikar Masar HaShesha. So they say, Liu, Anu, we, Zman HaZeh, the Baalei HaTzaddik, should be Shum Pam. All year long, we are never mechavim so much. Ain't on a mechavim hated. No one is on mechavim creation. So what's it? Kama chosin yesh likros. Adonav, the chosin should say. Adonav, if the chosin will not say kriyashma the night of his wedding, you are a lo yikro. Why? Kloimav, he's demonstrating. Oh, you all so mechavim in kriyashma. Tonight, I'm getting married. So I'm nervous. But all year long, I'm so mechavim. But that's your next kriyashma. Abulatim's offer. These are my things. I still recommend that we should follow Rashi Yomil. That whoever wants to go on the team, that's Numa Locha.
That's
not necessary. There's no necessity. That's Numa Locha. It's not me. It's not the Eda. The Eda, you should say. But if one wants to volunteer, that's Numa Locha. It's not all the time. Today, what's going on? Well, also nervous. It came in the context. It's about to... But the Myra, after he got married, I'd assume that Yizikha passed it from... He came in the context for the Isha. Yizikha came in the context.
No, but he said...
Kufr is not the same.
It's not as though we do like that.
Okay.
Anyway, but we follow Texas, so the night to reset. The Chassid Davos, he says, creation. Okay. The last din in the previous Derek was about a chosin being Fatami Kriyashma. The chosin Fatami Kriyashma, the Gemara learned that from the Pasuk of Vaisik the Mitzvah Fatami Lamitzvah, that there are two dinim of Vaisik the Mitzvah. One din, a person is actually being Mitzvah, and a Mitzvah Kaisi is Fatami Lamitzvah, Fatami Lamitzvah. We discussed the person who's shaking out an Avedis, he's Fatami giving Kruta to the Chalkis and the Yom, and so on. Actually, it's Askus. And then, if the chosin is nervous, about the fact that he's going to do the mitzvah, he didn't even begin the hitzatzis yet. So we learned that from an additional pasuk, Yimah ha-tzuk-tzuk, in one pasuk for the actual Eitzik mitzvah, Shiv Chavim Yitzecha, Patloi Shemitzvah, Blessed Vadech, Patlochas, and it's also an extension of the principle of Eitzik mitzvah, Chavim Yitzvah. And now, as he says, the next Pelek begins, we should make a mitzvah upon us, Chavim Yitzvah, 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 the person involves the relatives and before the Kvure, so he's metapel in the Kvure, he's busy taking care of the arrangements for the Kvure. So since he's busy, the metapel in the Mitzvah, it's a thing of Isaac the Mitzvah, Father Namis. That's what Rashi says. The first Rashi in the text was Ishu Tarud, Tibach Shebes, Tibachai. Oh, he could have said he's Tarud in the actual Kvure. And Rashi says, even if he's not so tired, so the Machshavah is in his back.
Maybe the Avelis begins right away. Maybe the Avelis should begin right away. That was the Shiva. That was the Machlokes in the Shiva that we mentioned before.
That's the Shiva. I was going to start
that's not most of the Pasuk of the Shiva. That's not Rebbe Shloel held. That's what Moshe Feinstein taught. Most of the Pasuk can hold Malacha that if a person is notified about a death of a relative in a far-off city, and he's not going to go. So Anina is for sure to written because he's not going to be in the top of the floor at all. So Avelis begins right away. That's how most of the Paschim hold. And a minority of the Paschim hold like the Nisid. A few of the big Paschim hold like the Nisid though. That the Avelis doesn't begin until after the actual floor. But before floor there's no Avelis.
Isn't
there
sort of a bit of time you can have a sugar even
right this way? Yeah, we'll get to that. That's about Blush of the Eyes. That's right over here. So not what Rashi says here, that the Hemshech HaMishnah is... You see, places, the first places in the parish discusses what's the state of our property. So we have the state of our property. The first parish is Meva Sakar and Hashma, and the second parish is Hayakar Bachar, and the third parish is Mishmeh Mukulapana. And this parish is all the Hilchot Kri Hashma. Then you start at the fourth parish is Davening, Shaka, Kilotah Shaka. Then you go, Rusas, Minister, Myra, Spike, and go other things. And Rashi says, of course, Rashi has the third and fourth block in reverse. He has over here, Kilotah Shaka, and then comes Mishmeh Mukulapana. So he says, it doesn't make sense. The first three prophets should finish off all the Hilchot Kri Hashma, and if you complete the Hilchot Kri Hashma, then you go into the Hilchot Kri Hashma. So the Rashi that we have, we don't have that Rashi that says so. The Rashi that we have, the first Rashi on the Perek, is explaining our why Mishmeh is the Hemshech Hefta HaYikar HaTorah. Because the next Mishmeh HaYikar HaTorah tells you the Din of Aitik and Mitzvah Pasam and Anitra as a fly to the Chasin. But even though the Chasin is not being metaphor on any Mitzvah, he didn't begin to do any Mitzvah, he didn't do the B.S. Mitzvah, but since he saw it in the Mitzvah, he's nervous about it, he has a Machshavet Mitzvah, so it's also called Eishik Mitzvah, the second Pasuk, and here also by the Oynan, which makes Mitzvah upon him, he saw the Machshavet Kuras, and suddenly the Chasin. Rashi is explaining the Gersa that we have, not the old Gersa, but it's called the different Rashi. That is brought in the reverse order. That's how Rashi says.
What happens if it's Misha Meita Mutal Afanov and it's just impossible to do any Kura today? Today is Shabbos. There's no Kura at all on Shabbos. I'm not there reaching the Gemara to do Kura Ade Goli. I love the Shani, it's necessary to do Kura Ade Yisrael. But on Shabbos, you don't do Kura at all, even Ade Goli. So it's a Bishoyin Amen. There's no Hatim at all to do Kura. On Shabbos, there's nothing you can do. You can't be the top of the Kura. So the Pashkos is, that's why the Gemara says that on Shabbos, the whole din doesn't apply. And the third line on the top of Yitzchak and Aleph, so the Gemara quotes in the limited quotation of an advisor. The Shabbos, all of the dinim don't apply. They say, you know, at the end, you got to know. All of the dinim, Chai B'chol HaMitzah 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 HaMitzah. There's a long Tesis. So about 20 lines before the end of the Tesis, they have a line that begins with the word Chala Lehu Aminus. Chala Lehu Aminus. A person who lost a relative and he just came back, he goes. Adam Shemei, the days are true. Somebody was in prison and he died. And they won't be needs to body him. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You have to start negotiating to get him out. The government doesn't last. It's like this. There's no thing about minus. Minus only applies when he has a chiyuv to be the top in the court. But if you can't, Shari, aim that mutha lo mav mekavra. You cannot be mekavra. That's based on the Gemara. That on Shabbos there's not minus. On Shabbos not minus has something to do with the fact that it's a kusha tayyayin on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is to be zayin amei to be buried on Shabbos. So Shabbos is nothing you can do to be the top in the court. So the Mevah Hu'ad Dinami, if you have any other case, there's just nothing you can do, so there's no Dinah Bamin. Sometimes there is something that you can do. What if there is something that you can do? The Taisu says Akasha, that there is a Yerushalmi that says that on Shabbos there is a Nidus. Yeah, the fourth line from the top of that page. Almo Mashma, they quote a Yerushalmi, you have to read it inside. They quote a Yerushalmi, they infer from that Yerushalmi to be Shabbat and see him and tell him, hey, I show the Baruch of this follow. The Oyman doesn't dab and he doesn't bench and he doesn't say, Bichat Hanen. You see that there's, I mean, it's even on Shabbat and Yom Kippur, there is people that it's more Akkadis. The page says, it looks like it's a Machloikis, it's in the Babli, the Yerushalmi, but you can't see. But in Yerushalmi Gupa, there's a Stiyam and Ebay. Machloikis, Babli, Yerushalmi, you can have. But you have, often there are Machloikis and Babli, Yerushalmi. But you have a Stiyam and Ebay, Yerushalmi, the Koshimi Sefer. The Sefer and Yerushalmi Gupa says that Shabbos, there's no Amina. So how can the Reishu say Yerushalmi, that there is Amina? The page says, it's simple. If he plans to be Masha Chalakum, let's say he's going to have to travel somewhere on Matzai Shabbos. So he starts walking towards that direction. He can't go towards the Tum on Shabbos, but he can go all the way up to that place. And then as soon as the Shabbos over, he says, go to Hamaza. And then he starts walking towards the Tum. So that's called Mutra Mahasha Chalakum, the Tum Mitzvah.
Yes.
Right. But that person is going to go for business, he's going to the airport. He's going to light up trip, so he's going to walk. He lives in Queens. He's taking a flight right after Havdalah, so he's going to walk to the airport. But that you're not allowed to do. So go keep on walking in that direction. That's Mam Shachar, you're not allowed to do that. But to be Masha Chalakum, and Sarah Kumar Sameh, and Sarah Mitzvah, that you're lobby, you're on the Tafich, and that you're committed to do. But as you said, that's the way it tells me every day, Allah, like this place. If on Shabbos, the person plans to be Masha Chalakum, in order to be in the top of the Kumar Sameh, so late in the afternoon, let's say, not Shabbos, it's so late, so late o'clock. So how long is it going to take him to be Masha Chalakum, how far can he go? So from 6:30 on, when he's going to start going, so then he has to be another 9 minutes. So he better drop it in before 6:30. He better do whatever he's going to do before 6:30. And when he's going to start, when he'll have the ability to start doing the sequel in the Kura, he's half shop out of room, then he's forbidden to do it. He's part of him doing it.
He's not still on Shabbos.
He's not still on Shabbos. But if he doesn't plan to be Masha Chalakum, so then there's no din of Anim. And then Yosef also like that. And Yosef also says, if he's planning to bury Aydei Akum, if you have tradition, you can bury Aydei Akum, Aydei Aminim, if you want to. His mother said, imagine if I tell her that there's no hefet to bury Aydei Aminim, there's no hefet to bury Aydei Goyim, Aydei Frishon, is always, not because of the Kiyam on this of Kabbalah Yigbrenim, Aydei Yom Ruhu, rather because of the Bizarre Hamed. The Mesh is going to be Masriya, so let's talk to Jikim Boaz. But his mother said, when you have freezers, so you get the Aminim, you get the Goyim, you do something like Aydei Goyim, you get the Goyim to put it in the freezer. So then you shouldn't have them, he's opposed to the whole hefet that people have.
Why is it burying them? I remember
my uncle's
burning. Not like that, Russia. Yeah, he's lucky, but the next day was shot.
He writes it in the first day of Gibbet Moshe. He wasn't accepted yet as the great Baal HaTzilut of Israel. And he writes, of course, that no one in the Pasuk don't say, what in the Pasuk don't say, they never had treason. And in Mishnah Berurah, none of the Pasuk say, they never had treason, there's nothing to discuss. Because no one said this, and therefore, he passed out. But he recommends that you shouldn't do it. And he held that it was awesome. He held that it's not right. But he didn't. And he said, do whatever you want. But he just didn't recommend it. It's normal. Whenever there's such a Shabbos, the children say, that's a father, that is not proper. But you shouldn't do it.
So if he's told if he's running into the trees or something, that's considered alternate?
Yes, the cold man that is taller than that.
That's the main thing, yeah. Because many people know to go by that I'm supposed to go. Nobody's supposed to go have a good teacher.
Yeah.
But ends up a lot of other people going along
with it. Right, that's another consideration. That's what the Abudah many years ago made an Easter against making a Levaya on Yom Tavishan or Yom Tavishani, because many people will drive. So you'll announce that there's going to be a Kura Levaya, and then people will drive to the Kura. There's no Hefton at all. People will drive to the cemetery, to the Kura, and the Levaya, right? But that's why the Abudah Sarabon made an Easter. That was for other reasons. That was a very well shot. But Elisha had other things for the Nikra in this manner, that there's absolutely no Hefton, even if you have a king, and all the people are Kura, and so on. He still held that there's no Hefton today, because there's no Kura. Make will not be Masriya. But the Shulchan Aruch, before they had treatment, and the Shulchan Aruch is right like this, and I know that Rishon has the same din as Shabbos, that there's no din on Inus, unless you plan to bury Aydei Amin. Shabbos, even if you want, you can bury Aydei Amin. But Shabbos, you can imach Shechalatun. So Shabbos, it depends. If you plan to imach Shechalatun, and from that time on, late in the afternoon, there's a din of Aminus. And up until that point, there's no din of Aminus. And I'm going to this, if you plan to bury Aydei Amin, so you know Aydei Aminus. And if you don't plan to, then there's nothing Aydei Aminus. What about Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tovsheni in the Shulchan Aruch it would appear that it also depends. If he claims that there is, if he claims to do it for Yom Tovsheni, Ayde, Akam, Ayde, Yisrael, whatever, then the Shulchan Aruch says there's an Aminus. If he claims to leave the Meis to left, Yom Tov is over, then it would appear in Shulchan Aruch that there's no Din Aminus. That's the simple meaning of Shulchan Aruch. But actually, used to say a little differently. He had a tradition, I think, from that time. I don't know. His tradition was that Yom Tov Sheni, since the Lashon HaGemara and Beis is Yom Tov Sheni, the Gabi Meis Kechol Shavuah Rabbanon. So he said, whatever there's a Meis on Yom Tov Sheni, he says, Mamish Kechol. Let's say someone dies on a Wednesday. In the middle of the week, he dies on a Wednesday, and the Kavuah is going to be on Thursday. So he says, since he's not going to do the Kavuah, they're going to be tomorrow. So there's no deal on Aminus. No, Aminus is today, up until tomorrow, up until the Kavuah. The Yom Tov Sheni the Gabi Meis says, Mamish Kechol Shavuah Rabbanon. You don't want to do the Kavuah. Because that Buddha Rabbanon is recommended, you shouldn't, because people are living in the hell of Yom Tov drunk. That's a side consideration. Mikra Din, you're allowed to do it. Unless you're all like Rav Meisher, that Mikra Din is one of the you're not allowed to do. That's the same as Shabbos. So then there's no Aminus on Yom Tov Sheni at all, unless you plan to bury it up. But if you don't hold like Rav Meisher, if you assume that you're committed to bury, so then the Lashon HaGemara says, Yom Tov Sheni the Gabi Meis, the whole Shavuah Rabbanon Mamish. That's what I'm so rich, because on Yom Tov Sheni we should be Aminus, even if you don't plan to have the Kavuah on that day.
We should him say that Amiul Anafi is only asking the Rabbanan. Therefore, we have certain Hesperim. And also, Amiul Anafi is Musar in order to not commit to order to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael. You can only clinch the deal on Shabbos on Yom Tov. So you may have to go to write it. Amiul Anafi is Musar not in the by the Chayim. If the Bain has pain, so you want to save the Bain of Magni. I mean, I'm not going to be looking at all of the Kitzer Kedish. But if they start burning in a shul, they can ask the boy to carry them in the sink. There's various Hesherim in Amir and Amir Lama. This is one of the many Hesherim that the Gemara has. It seems to come with the Rabbanon, so you allow. I mean, I'm not going to be very Amir. The Shabbos is sure theoretically also apply. Why shouldn't you? What's the difference? I mean, the Shabbos is not the answer. The Tesha says correct. Tesha is in Bava Tavlin. The end of the Sherim Merubah. It's Gaskayalis. Why not allow Amir and Rafa even on Shabbos? The place is right, and the Ramban and the end of Shabbos also the Mishnah Berurah goes to the Ramban and places in the Kansas and things. The Elach Rami theoretically should be Mutter, but it would be a Bizayin Amaze. It's a big Bizayin Amaze, and everybody should recall the fact that all spring to mind the next year, the U.S. and all the young men, oh, he was buried on Shabbos. So somehow, so why isn't it Bizayin that they should be called he was buried on Yonkers?
Yes,
Shabbos is a universal theme. The theme of Shabbos is a universal theme. That the Rebbe Shalom created the world in 6 days. So the fact that a guy doesn't walk on Shabbos, it has a chalashem melacha. He's committed to do it, has a gomer, but it's still called a melacha. The Rebbe Shalom later in Brachot says that if you're not committed to recite Bar Yoreh Ha'esh, unless you have a Nesha Shabbos in melacha. Let's say a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, a guy turned on the light on Shabbos, a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that to burn your age. That's a gummer.
Yeah.
No, it was a malacha. But the guy is allowed to do it, doesn't matter to malacha. So that a Jew should be buried like they're going on Shabbos, it's part of the malacha. You know, that's a gummer. And on Itzah, a guy is not allowed to dress Shabbos, it's still subcosophic in malacha. But the theme of Yom Tov, the Meshachach Marai, the theme of Yom Tov is particular to the Jewish people. Beisach has to do with the Jews, and Shabbos has to do with the Jews, and Sukkot has to do with the Jews. So therefore, if a guy does malacha on Pesach or Sukkot, it's absolutely no problem with
Rosh
Hashanah. What do they do with Rosh
Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah is a day that's the Yom Tov for all the nations of the world. That's a difficult point to address in the Meshach
Hashanah.
Kippur same as Shabbos, also there's no other one. Why should Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is only for Jews. Yom Achil only for the Jews. Not as Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Achil for all the nations of the world. And Kippur is a special day only for us, not for the Jews. Sakasha, and it has the Pesach. But that's what Pesach and Rabban don't give the Pesach. They just make a statement. They say that a nation very like the Akum on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, that's a bizarre name, so we wouldn't recommend that we should. That's not a covenant. But the very idea
going,
but the very idea going on Yom Tov, that's not a bizarre name. Dr. Rabbi, that's a covenant name to hasten the truth. So again, the Rashi says on the Mishnah that the Yisrael Adina, we should make the Mutal Lefano, that the Oilim of Tzur, the Kol HaMitzvah, is a Hemshah from the previous Perek, and he had a Din of Atara Tzur in the Mitzvah, Atara Tzur in the Mitzvah, Atara Tzur in the Mitzvah, like a Chosin, his Tzur, we call HaMitzvah, some words are Tzur. What if the person is Tzur Tzur in the Mitzvah, and Tzur Tzur in the Mitzvah? What if a person, let's say, the person is shaking out the Aveidah,
and the army comes and he asks for stock here, and I can shake out the Aveda with one hand. I don't have to do it with two hands. If I'm shaking out with two hands, in order to give him stock, I have to put down the Aveda for a minute and put my hand in my pocket, take out a dollar and give it to him, and then go back to that. So look, and then I say, Mr. Parkman, on this. What if I'm doing it anyway? Think of it comes in with one hand, and I can take care with the other mitts from the other hand. That was the Machmarkis says this in the Rav. Says this in the commentary of Kakoyne. And whenever it's after the time stands, there's no score. I'd like to do this to Fatima on this. If you can do this, to continue to do the first mitzvah, and at the same time, do the second mitzvah, I don't know, do the second mitzvah at the same time. So there's a three after the time stands. They run and look at the end of the second period, both the sages, and they disagree. He says, no, there's a two. It's after the mitzvah, part of you from the other mitzvah. Not because of the after the time stands, nothing to do with that. But the Shaila is, it is in a two, my sages. The only time that the Mr. Fatima on this is. If it's the after the time stands, let's say, Mishamaita was on the phone, and he's running around, he's making phone calls, and she's come to the funeral, there's an arrangement. And then he wants to drink a cup of tea, and he wants to say Shakalov, he's gone, no problem. He doesn't find it in. He's dialing on the phone, and he says Shakalov, he does, and that's close. Oh, he's waiting. He's waiting. I think between one phone call, he's waiting for a phone call. He calls someone, he's waiting for a phone call. So what's the theory? He can't say Shakalov, he's waiting. They don't like the run, that whenever you began a mitzvah, you started from doing other mitzvahs until you finish the first mitzvah, you have a tesha mechanically. Then we understand why he's supposed to come with someone about there is no tesha. But according to Tesha, the Tesha says, whenever tesha mechanically, whenever tesha mechanically, you're looking to do the other mitzvah. But it shouldn't be so cautious that the line is supposed to come on this.
That's all right. Rashi, there's the point
that
Rashi should make
the move,
Rashi, right?
Oh, so Rashi on the bottom of the Yom, Rashi. Rashi, what she talk? Rashi on the bottom of the Yomud, the second line from the bottom. They have a baruch atrash and a tzorah about the chatamaytim. Means that Misha makes a mutter the son of, and he wants to eat a sandwich. He's hungry. He's allowed to eat. He's allowed. He doesn't have to say chatamaytim. Rashi says if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to say chatamaytim, because he's going to commit to fatam and if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. But if he wants to, it means he's in the mood, and he's citing the bracha while not being conflict with it. He's going to do the mitzvah because he's a nation. It's not a stealer. So let us say the broker. I don't know.
But actually, you might still know, no? Still Shami says even if he wants to, that's how he starts the Shulchan, not allowed to. And what if the Oren recites a bracha, I'm going to ask the Oren, you're not allowed to say Omni, says his coach. Because he said a bracha levatola. You're not allowed to say Omni because someone's bracha levatola. So if the Oren says a bracha, that he's not the form of a bracha levatola. So the same is not like Rashi. According to Rashi, if he's bracha levatola, he's not allowed to say Omni. So the same is that he's not allowed to say Omni. But if he's able to say Omni, he says Omni. If he's able to have those, he's not allowed to say Omni. So he's not allowed to say Omni, according to Rashi. And Pesach is called to Yishami that it's not so. Yishami is why not? But according to Pesach is in Balasham, that the Zinah Lois is in Mitzvah Fatimah and Mitzvah, only means that it's the Yashar of Kanshem, but if that's what the Kanshem is all Sira, then why shouldn't the other Rabbi be Mechuyiv to? The Pesach is Bavon's not Kasha. Pesach says the second Pesach is in the Tera, Fatimah Kriyashma. Why is he Fatimah? They don't say about Rashi, because of Isaac the Mitzvah. Yishami the Torah, time on, done for a different reason, not like Rashi. And there is a kosher. It has nothing to do with kosher. Rashi and Tesis are half over here. Tesis says that there was a Rashi that we don't have,
Rashi, you don't have it over here. Rashi had Perek, Tzivos, HaShakar as the third Perek, and Misha Meitzel, Mutal Pon, the fourth Perek. The Rashi that we have explains why Misha Meitzel has a connection with the Chosin. And Taisa says, there's no connection between Misha Meitzel, Mutal Pon, and the Chosin, but Misha Meitzel belongs there to HaYikorek. So no business. A different reason they say, you want to finish off all the Hilchos Kriyashma, the theme. You want to finish off the Kriyashma, then you switch over to the Hilchos Kriyashma.
And could it be like that, like my cousin continues to squat on this? If we have a Matthew upon our head, and we are preoccupied to give him our total attention in anything that we do, I Kriyashma, I have all the
excellent attention. That's what Taisa says here, that's it. That's what Taisa says in both cases. And Divra Matzah Patan Kriyashma, the Bisham is the first time, the Bisham gives the reason why he learned in Patan, not like Rashi, but rather based on the Patan. Kamar Abu receives
What's the reason? The comma, the Rishami gives two reasons. One reason is Mekneh Kodesh Amei. Inami, another reason is, the Rishami is going to give Nakamina three reasons in the first reason and the second reason. The first reason is Mekneh Kodesh Amei. What does that mean? He has to demonstrate that he's so... he's so muscular to the Kodesh Amei that he can't take care of any other mitzvah. He can. Is he taking a pause to eat his sandwich? So why can't he say, I'm going to eat his sandwich? What's so big? He's taking a pause anyway. But he has to demonstrate, he's going to demonstrate to Elu, he's very methodical in the school. He's not me, because we're really afraid. He's saying, hey, we'll eat some muscle, because we're really afraid. If he's going to be not to convention, that's the governor in the Mukham Yuzum, and he's going to say, well, Allah, he's going to wash my machin. He's going to do maybe so many achonis. And everything before and after is going to take so long. But he won't take care of the school. The fact that we're really afraid. And then Taisa says later that that's the reason that we accept. We're afraid, hey, let me see some of my sword.
That's what we are. Can't we learn the same thing for the Chosin then?
The same thing is,
And the mitzvah that needs concentration. Yeah. Rashi says over here that it's like chasen. It's not an achshavas for it. It's like chasen, that the chasen is nervous, and therefore it can't be mechaber. If he's not
tolerant.
Yeah. Right, but if it's in conflict, if he's tolerant and he can't concentrate on Krishna, then we don't require of him, put yourself together and stop being nervous. No, he doesn't have to. But if he does put himself together, and he's eating a sandwich and he wants to say how much he's tolerant, then put himself together. So let him say how much he's tolerant. It's that sort of kind of thing. So Rashi knows that the whole story is only a basic limit to the Pasamanandis.
In order to be able to master
those to perform the position, to get high level, they even if they had a three that they could do it, could not allow. Rashi holds that there's no Dindar Abbanan, just the old Dindar Reishah, they could limit the Fatimah Nisan. First, he said, this new Din from the Yishami, that's master. Ramshat, the nation, you're not kind. A new Din Midar Abbanan. And he gave it two reasons. Either it's make Kvodosh HaMeish to demonstrate that you're so involved in this work, or not because you really are involved. You're trying to get involved in this, and see, they get so carried away. It's like you won't see the top of this work. So it's like, you're going to get involved. So the Gemara comments on the mission. The first speaker of the Gemara is a famous piece. The Gemara is, oh, you should make it look to the phone. You should make it look to the phone. These mamas said, never to, and it's right in front of me. And what if it's in another house? What if it's in another room? Mutalapan bench and mutalapan of law. This din of an is only applies to the mace, the one of the fine craving is right before him. Or in any, we have a contradiction from a bright. It says in the bright in Shemesh, the mutalapan of, he's not permitted to eat anything in that room. It says here in the Mechaber writes in the Yerodeya, the end of the Yerodeya, the Mechitza that he makes has to be only the day we're up in the tree on that side, even though the wind doesn't blow in the room, but there's a day in the Mechitza, Shei Yechal Lamed, the day we're up in the tree on that Sukkah, if it's a Mechitza that waves in the wind, it's no good, even if it's not windy in this room. You have to judge it as if it would be outside. But the Mechitza, let's say, to make it from light sheer cloth or something,
it has to be
colored. No, that's a shining shul. One of the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, one of the other Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, wrote a sefer that in all the shuls in America years ago, they always used to have these light curtains on the chitzah, and the chitzah used to be wave in the wind if it was low, except that they were low. They quote the other day that that's not an acceptable mechitzah. So the question is, who says that the mechitzah is shul? If you get the chitzah, maybe it's split three of the yama. If it's to make a different mechitzah, it's not between a hilchus mechitzah, then it has to have the dinim of hilchus mechitzah. But if it's only the three of the yama, that's the pasuk in hilchus Shabbos. It says that you're not allowed to make a mechitza on a teret on Shabbos, let that person have a sefer teret in his house. So you're not permitted to do tashmish amitza in the same room with the sefer teret. Let's say he's married and he wants to on Shabbos night. That says, if you would put up a mechitza to separate your sefer teret from the rest of the room, there'll be two rooms. The mechitza has to be 10 tokens tall, so if the teret is in a different room, then it would be mutter. But you're not allowed to put up such a mechitza on Shabbos, that's called a mechitza on a teret. What if it's in shul, and you want to daven, and you want to have a mechitza between the men and the women, so then the Ramah quotes, and Ramah, that's what we use the Yama. That does not have been a mechitza, that is mechalik v'shul. So the fact is in the Shulchan Achim, that it's not a hilchus mechitza, v'shul. It's not a view of time, mechitza v'toyot mechitza. But it's me use the Yama. But when it's here that the Yitzhak Adin, it's not a osla to daven with that mechitza, it's here. It says in Shulchanot, not only when you daven, it says that in Shulchanot they don't have like davening, the men and the women should daven, they never had it. Yeah. Either the women brought the beers or they daven, however, they have the Shas Rosh HaShachochem. And the Rav gives the parasha, so he said the men and the women would be seated separately with a mechitza between them. So that's case, he says in the Ramah, that that's only the Shmirziyam. But most of the parts of the Ruah Binami by davening. If you want to put up a mechitza between the men and the women in short of davening, don't follow the Shmirziyam, and you're permitted to put it up on Shabbat. Not a real din. They didn't call it the Blinded Binyan Aror. It's not even anything. But this is not the Shmirziyam. When you make this mechitza, let's say, in order to eat, you should make Mutal only wants to eat. This is a real din. And make things
like that. What they have for
building mechitza, it's only Shmirziyam. Oh, so that's what Moshe is Mishayah. He's guessing how much they need to see it. It doesn't correspond to anything in Hilchos in Erevin. A Shabbos about mechitza. He said, oh, it doesn't correspond. Different din. It's different day of the happens. Completely different din. Mechitza sure has to do with the Rav used to say years ago that the minimum has to be at least 10 tefachim. He says the proper thing should be much more. If it's less than 10 tefachim, you can't daven at all. Shouldn't daven at all. If it's more than 10 tefachim, then there's less to negotiate. If the men and the women are two different rooms, then you can zikha daven. If it's in two different rooms, they can daven. We also should have the clear of something more than 10 tefachim. There is an Indian that says that they should, if they're in two different rooms and it's mutter. That says the Pharisee and the Alkut Shemani. That if the men and the women are in two different economies, then there's no problem of the Shemani. But even if they're one walking, even if they're one walking, and you have a Mechitza that is not made the Ruach Mitzuya, a Mechitza that doesn't, that wouldn't stand in the Ruach Mitzuya Stilish, one could assume perhaps that that's sufficient for the problem of Shemani. It doesn't necessarily have to have correspond to the help of the Mechitza over here. Mapping in the middle. That's a big shayla. You know, the Chazanish has a style that whenever he wants to push through a certain din, and it doesn't take one way or the other, so he writes, Nisila Dili Apotkin Rashna. He writes very calm like that. So he writes over here, about the shayla, let's say you have a silka, a canvas silka, so it's nailed down on top and on the bottom, and the wind in the middle blows it back and forth, it bellows back and forth. So the Chazanish writes, Nisila Dili Apotkin is Mashna, and all the persons say the same thing. Yeah. Nisila Dili Apotkin Mashna, that it's okay. That the only time the Mechitza She'en Yichol Olam is the same Ruach Mitzuya is not good, it means that the Ruach Mitzuya will blow it up to the extent that it will be Yichol Mechitza. It will blow it up to the bottom of the by the side you can bellow as much as you want and it will be okay. And the other person will say nothing. That's a shayla. You have to be sure. That's the common shayla for the army. A lot of times when the soldiers go on Friday, let their Shabbos, and then they want to carry it, so they make an air quickly. I make an air, it's a big deal thing. Like poles, and you put strings, like I'm so nice, I have to make an air to carry for the religious soldiers. So they take nets with them. Yeah. They take nets and they spread it around all the trees. And the nets are all lovely. The nets, all the holes in the net are within 3 tefachim of each other. And the nets, they come down, they're on the floor, and they're 10 tefachim tall. But then when the wind starts to blow, so the net starts to bellow. But as much as the wind is going to blow and the net is going to bellow, it's still going to be touching the floor, it's going to be 10 tefachim high. So they rely on this Chazanish. And Rami and I thought they rely on Chazanish as an air control. So they rely on the Chazanish. And others tell you that it's not right, because the Mr. Brewer quotes all the traditional classical function, all that line. Well, but that's not acceptable. And the Chitra knows the Ruach Mitzuya means that it does a shake, such as it is. Even building shake, even the water of building shake here. Not the Ruach Mitzuya, it's a shake. But you have to allow a certain amount of shake, a little bit of shake, and you do allow. That's the shayla, how much would you allow and how much would you not allow? So that's what the parson is discussing. But that's the machlokes. The Chazanish says you can blow as much as you want. If you happen to stop when you blow all you want, and it's still as a shiur mechitza. So he says, okay. It's only if it's oy shiur mechitza. And the additional person can say otherwise. So the Gemara has this question. The Braisa says, Eva, Bari Tachet doesn't have another house. Eichel Beis Chavir. Eva, Beis Chavir doesn't have another house either. Eichel Mechitza V'Eichel. Then Eva, Dabal Asher Mechitza. Hashem is Kandreira. Machte Pana V'Eichel. It may it's behind me, so I'll leave over here. The lake will be there as long as I'm not facing the lake. The lake's there, you can do that. So in that case, it says, they the lake of the earth, one of the dealers of Amina, so he's not allowed to eat the Hashaber, because that's in too relaxed the position. That's why the Shal Hashid is not, she says, some parts from 10 years ago, that if he eats a full meal, and only eats a full meal, that's also a violation of the lake of the earth. Lake of the earth means, you should eat that it shouldn't be starving. It shouldn't keep on eating like a normal person that eats in America. We eat a lot of food, but that's not proper. No, you shouldn't eat the big software. You shouldn't eat a big meal. Then a couple of people said, yeah, they're in the world, they're in the diamond, they're get all these things. A person of 3 months on and so forth. Yeah. Tani, we are kicked around the temple. Tani, we are put in 3 months on the temple, and I'm going to come to the temple. You just said he went to another house. he's going to come to Beis Chavero. He's in a different room. So that's not Mishamaytim Mutal Afanav. Back in the same Amish to Mishamaytim Mutal Afanav. He's talking to Kriyashma. There it says he's talking to Kriyashma even when he's in a different room. And for the Gemara, I'm not talking to Kriyashma. When the Brayta says that he's talking to Kriyashma and talking to Benshi, that's if he's in the same room. The last line of the Brayta says he has no other room where he can go. So he turns around and he has his back to the mace. But still called Mishamaytim Mutal Afanav in the same room. That's the only time he's talking to an Amish. That's how the first answer is. So the Gemara says, no, that's not right. Abashi, disagree with that prophet. It's not true. He should move to all of the Kavroi. If he's Mechuyas, if he's talking to the Torah, that's what the word means. He should move to the Kavroi. They're not putting the same rules. And we talk about Rabashi. Kavroi to the Kavroi of God, he should never say Mechuyas. It's a biblical expression. But Yochum HaRom, you have to name Eso. Remember, the Eso makes him yield for Nai. What do you mean? He wasn't there. He wasn't there. The Torah was there. He was negotiating with Dan Shechei. He didn't have the Mesa. You see, there's a biblical Hebrew. You see, there's a biblical Hebrew, right? Whenever he's obligated to thank you, the Torah, that's called Mishamaytim Mutal Afanav. So that's how the Gemara learns. No, that's awesome. That's the Achrayim will have, the Dibre Chaim has, the sons of the Rook, right, like that. They had a discussion, and all the men will not, you know, they're not allowed to move the women into a section of the men's section. The men's section has more pleasure than the women, and that's a violation of the men.
But that doesn't
mean there's no money for that.
No, there's no money for that. If they make three in the women's section, then it's a whole year.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. How do you do it? What do you do with it?
All right. Well, to move the things into the section.
No.
Not to move it into the men's section. To erect it. Okay.
So you left them as you did. But if you use part of the men's section for the women, that's a shadow for Marie. That's that. In the parsha of Zahav, you have the famous parsha that became famous because it's written on the Liberty Bell, which was made by Jews. That's why they put that parsha. The Jews paid for the Liberty Bell. It wasn't paid for by the American government. So the Pasuk says, the cross and draw bars will call Yashvel. Then when it comes to Nasa Yovel, the Eber Dibri goes free. The Eber Kaini doesn't go. The Eber Kaini stays to the Yerman Kavoy. He doesn't go free. Not if the Shesh, not if the Yovel. But when it comes, when you have an Eber Dibri, so the Torah says, the cross and draw bars will call Yashvel, all of the Avodim go free. So what kind of a motion is that? The call Yashvel, that everybody in Israel goes free.
Only the
Avodim go free. And the Avodim go free in the Chutzpah. The din of Shiloh Avodim is only in Eretz Yisrael. There's a machleket achrayim about Kiyah Shefer. It says in Pasuk Tet, the Havad HaShefer Shul B'Chodesh HaShvi, V'yosho L'Chodesh, V'yom HaKippurim. And Shnat HaYoyzo, Shnat HaKamish Hashonah, you have to go Shefer. Not only HaRosh Hashonah, you have to dab Malchus Hashem Shefer on Yom Kippur. You know, we don't dab Malchus Hashem. You have to dab Malchus Hashem Shefer on Yom Kippur. You have to go Shefer on Yom Kippur Shol Yoyzo. So that's a big machleket achrayim, not only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutzpah. Because the Lashon HaPasuk is, Tamiru Shefer B'chol Az Tichareh. And that's how the Rambam writes the exact same words when he chapters over. Whatever the Pasuk means, that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says that Malir Shaita B'chol Zvul Yisrael. The same words in the Pasuk. But some Achrayim say that the Pasuk in the Rambam means, the Pasuk is Tzuri Yevin in the Basemish, I think, on Rosh Hashanah. The first part of Rosh Hashanah. So some of the Achrayim, one group of Achrayim, one group of Achrayim holds that it only applies in Rosh Hashanah. Others say, no, right, it's not. It's a free birth, it's not a free birth. And Shiduah HaGadim says, it's not a free birth. So what does the Pasuk say? Trust me, Rabbi Arthur, call Yashvel. You should perform liberty to ask a man into all its inhabitants. What's our lesson about this? No, explain what it means in the end of everything. That the din of Yahweh only finds this man should call Yashvel Allah. This is a tenai. This is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah cost me job or Arthur to the other Dibri. The Dibri goes to you. Call Yashvel is not, not all the people are Rabbi Arthur in Israel. But what is? The cost me job or Arthur, the other Dibri goes free. And you blow Shafer. And all the dinam available, the Israel of Eidus HaKark and everything, the dinam only applies is man should call Yoshveh Alehu, when the majority of the world Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. But the majority, like from the Sena Rabbin today, we live in America, and the other Jews live in Russia, the other Jews live in Europe, and they just don't live, the majority of the Jewish people don't get living in Eretz Yisrael. So far, the majority of the Jews don't get living in Eretz Yisrael. So the din of Yovel doesn't apply to Zman HaZem. That's why there's a Machlechus HaRishayim and a Machshayim and a Tanoi, but in the din of Shemitah, Zman HaZem, they're right. So the Halacha, Rav HaRishayim, Pasuk HaShemitah, Zman HaZem is only drop on, because the only time you have din of Shemitah, they're right, is the Shemitah to lead up to a Yovel, but you know in advance, from here, number one. You know, that it's not going to be able to lead up to the other, because now you don't have the majority of the Jewish population. The world Jewish population is in there, so you only have to preserve sheep and affair. Don't sleep with only the rabbi. That's how we start. So the later Mephoshim points out, what kind of a Russian is that? The Chol Yosheveho. Throughout all its inhabitants. How did that phrase come to mean, have the connotation of the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eichelstown? We don't live in Eichelstown. We're American citizens. We don't live in Eichelstown. So what do you mean this man it's a Tanai that the Din of Yerushalayim only applies to this man Shekhol Yosheveho Alel. With all the citizens, with all the Israeli citizens are there. A little bit cooler. The Kol Yashem is right, Yashem. When the majority, they have a couple of Jews living in Kutzlark, it doesn't stop you from the Din of Yerushalayim. When the majority of the world Jewish population is in that store, how did that fit into the Lush? You see the way the Chachamim Darshan is Tanai. You see the way the Tanai Darshan is the Lush and that talks to it. Kol Yashveho, that all the Jews who live in the world, B'chom Mekar Nishahein, are considered citizens of Eretz Yisrael. They're citizens, like you have a membership in a shul. We're all good citizens. Even those of us who don't pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael, we're their citizens. We don't pay taxes, but I'll be giving it citizens of Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, the Russia doesn't make anything. That means the man should call Yoshvero all the hell. So all the people who are supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. Either all the Jews are supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael. All the citizens are there, the role of the citizens are there. But it's not a din in Yerudin like that. Halacha l'maaseh, based on this phrase, there is a din. And it gives darkness to there's a hierarchy there could be. First, Aniyeh, that's where the Aniyeh of my Mishpacha comes from. And if all the members of my family are all taken care of, then you give to the other Aniyeh in my community. Then after all the Aniyeh in my community are taken care of, then I take care of the Aniyeh in other communities. What if there are Aniyeh in other communities and there are Aniyeh in Eretz Yisrael? So is there any Din Kedima? Okay, that would think, as long as all the Aniyeh in my city are taken care of, because Aniyeh in Eretz Yisrael, Aniyeh in Chicago are the same, everybody's the same. So the Yerudea, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerudea from the Sifrei, that it's not so. That Aniyeh, Eretz Yisrael, all I understand is of Aniyeh and Yecho. That we are wrong, we don't have any one specific city. It's not Mishum Chashivut, it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to give stuff in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to pave the highways, a mitzvah to build houses. Mishum Shigaleha. Pazam and Esad, it's a mitzvah, Yishir Eretz Yisrael, but it's a bigger mitzvah to give stuff because Aniyeh, Eretz Yisrael, born, the holiest people born. And they said, no, it means that they have the din of Aniyeh Yerko. And it's considered as if every Jew is an inhabitant, as if every Jew is living in Eretz Yisrael. That's the way it's supposed to be.